Inferno music. Welcome, everyone, to Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host today, Todd McGreevy. Today is Saturday, September 17th, 2011, and I appreciate you tuning in, whether you're listening to us live or whether you're listening to us via the archives at RBN or listening to us as a podcast. Appreciate you checking out Common Sense Revisited. And, of course, the namesake of the show is commonsenserevisited.com. That's where you can download your free copy as a PDF, and you can order your own copies as well of the 48-page magazine, stitched and trimmed color publication, which talks about the origin and design of government in general, with concise remarks on the Declaration of Independence, of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, and of the present ability of America to return to the laws of nature and of nature's God. This is the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's inspiring original. We encourage you to check out commonsenserevisited.com. You can get your own copy there. Of course, don't forget to go to republicbroadcasting.org. Their website continues to improve with excellent information. And I see on the front page there's an announcement of, or at least a link to a new AM station that RBN is on now. It looks like it's on KHFX 1140 AM in Dallas-Fort Worth. So that is outstanding. If I understand correctly, we're being broadcast live on the AM station. So way to go, RBN, for continuing to promote the distribution of this freedom message here on Republic Broadcasting. The website is excellent. You can go there. You can listen to on your phone. There's the phone number there to listen to your phone, so you can put that in your phone as a speed dial if you want. If you're on the road and you want to check out RBN, there's archives there. You can log into the archives. They have a 24-hour free access to all the archives. You can subscribe there for, I think, as little as $1.33 a month to the archives, so you can help out RBN. Speaking of helping out RBN, donations received to date are $46,530. They're trying to get to the $50,000 mark. They're only $3,400 away. So if you benefit from what you hear on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we encourage you to make a donation, large or small. Do the best you can. Whatever you can always helps. Check that out at republicbroadcasting.org. And today we're going to have a guest for at least the first half hour. Her name is Eileen Daneman. Eileen is with us on the line. Eileen, you there?
I'm here.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Thank you for joining us today, and we're going to have to take a short break here in just a moment, so we'll just do some quick introductions. Eileen is the director of the National Coalition of Organized Women, and she is the purveyor of the website VaccineLiberationArmy.com, VaccineLiberationArmy.com. I've talked about this on the show several times. I've actually had Eileen on the show many moons ago. It's been a while, and I've worked with Eileen on some projects in Iowa. She was helpful in some programming and organization when we had Sheriff Richard Mack speak in Fairfield, Iowa back in March. And at that event, Eileen, you helped organize our guest speaker, whose name escapes me, Barbara
Lowe Fisher. She's the head of the National Vaccine Information Center.
That's right. Yes, we had Barbara via Skype address the audience of hundreds that we had in Fairfield prior to Richard Mack coming on stage live there. And we appreciate your help with that project back then. In light of the national distraction called the GOP nomination process, and I've said many times to anybody that listens, if it wasn't for Ron Paul being in the race, I wouldn't even be paying attention to this whole distraction, because I think the national stage is nothing but a big distraction. We should be focusing on our local efforts. But to that end, the discussion of vaccinations, primarily Gardasil, came up in the last debate because of Rick Perry. And that gives us a good hook to have this dialogue with Eileen today for the first half hour about vaccination and Vaccine Liberation Army. I hear the music, folks, and we're going to have our first break. And when we come back, we're going to speak with Eileen, and we'll be able to take calls a little later in the show as well. Stay tuned.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for staying with us on Common Sense Revisited. And we're going to try and revisit some common sense regarding personal sovereignty today. In other words, you own your own body. Or do you? Especially if you're in the public school system and you have children in this public school system. Do they own their own body? Are you in control of it? And that's one of the things that Vaccine Liberation Army is trying to do, is get the word out to the kids in the schools. Eileen, share with our listeners and welcome to all our new listeners in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, what the mission and purpose of Vaccine Liberation Army is.
All right. We've discovered a long time ago that the government, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, the FDA, they're not listening. And so we've decided, and we're the only organization that has done so, we decided to go directly to the offended ones. These vaccines, prior to last year, were 39 vaccine doses by the time you're 6 years old, 29 by the time you're 2 years old. So now it's 45 vaccine doses by the time you're 6 years old. And so this heightened increase of vaccine doses is concomitant with the rise of autism and its autism spectrum. People may not know that autism spectrum means the range of autism, and ADHD, OCD, bipolar, all these fictitious labels are actually a spectrum of autism. The child who gets autism is totally at the end of the spectrum, and those who have ADHD, OCD, they're at the beginning of the range. they're all vaccine injuries. You don't give 45 vaccine doses to, you know, to a child under 6 years old and think that you're not going to hurt their immunological system. Secondly, what we've done, according to the NIH and a former NIH research scientist, Dr. Bart Klassen, is that what we have done is people think that, oh, vaccines have worked because we don't have these infectious diseases anymore. Infectious diseases come and go. And with the advent of cleanliness and that understanding, the germs have been, abated because of certain ways we handle lifestyle these days. The infectious diseases come and go. But what we have done with vaccinating kids 45 times by the time they're six is that we've actually destroyed their immunological system. And we have exchanged changed the disease mix. In other words, we have exchanged infectious diseases, which we can get over, for chronic diseases. So now, like, the second highest disease for children is cancer. And the Dr. Bart Klassen explains how these vaccines are causing that incredible epidemic of juvenile diabetes. He explained to me that a child at 12 years old will have diabetes, that their pancreas is as old as an old man because the vaccines have affected them. Obesity as well. They found out by comparing, you know, the horses now are starting to get more vaccines, and they're finding that the horses are getting quite fat. So he's saying that obesity, juvenile diabetes, asthma, peanut allergies, all these chronic diseases are increasing in exchange for the infectious diseases.
Well, Eileen, you know, I'm going to be the devil's advocate just for a minute. Let's imagine that I'm a parent of young children. You know, I say I have two kids in elementary school or, you know, first, second grade, for instance. You know, and am I to just, you know, what I hear is that, well, if you opt out your children of the vaccinations, then you are putting everybody else at risk. Is that an argument you hear?
It's an argument I hear, but that's a crazy argument because it's really interesting that the whooping cough epidemic that happened last year in California, where thousands of kids had whooping cough, those kids were vaccinated. The same thing with the measles outbreak. And the reality is, if vaccines really worked, obviously they don't, if they really worked, then those kids who got vaccines supposedly should be immunized from getting the disease. So what if someone comes into school with the measles? If you're vaccinated, you ain't getting it.
Okay. So I see what you're saying, that, you know, if you opted out and you end up having measles, it shouldn't affect everybody because they've been vaccinated against it.
Exactly.
And so let's go to the other end of the spectrum, so to speak, and that is that everybody in a school, nobody gets vaccines.
Right.
Is it that black and white? Is it still healthy and safe for kids to not, a whole class of kids, not to have been vaccinated?
The unvaccinated people, like Dr. Eisenstein in Chicago, has 35,000 patients over the years that have not been vaccinated, including Amish, Christian Science, meditators. And there's not one case of ADHD or ADD or any of that, or asthma. Now, regarding your question, the interesting thing about immunization, a natural immunization, is that when we were kids, we got the measles, we got the chicken pox, and what happens is that you get naturally the immune, you get these diseases through the mouth, through the nose, and it goes through a pathway that's very organic. And then your body deals with it in a very slow and methodical and orderly way, you know, in terms of divine mind and divine body and a perfectly working, perfectly body. And it goes through the system and you get this lifelong immunization towards, say, chickenpox and measles. So the thing is, if nobody was vaccinated in the school, that would be fabulous because everybody would get the measles. And everybody would get the chicken pox, and everyone would develop slowly but surely a really fabulous immunological system, totally naturally or organized. And they would be stronger and stronger and stronger. And so that when other infectious diseases come along that are a little more pervasive, they would have a very strong immunological system. But right now, they've been over-injected 45 times by the time they're six, and they're totally incapable of having the strength to overcome anything, basically.
Their natural system has been hijacked, and I'm going to get to why I think that we suffer these vaccinations with regards to the government and so forth, but I just, again, still being the devil's advocate, and I apologize, but you and I don't get to talk that often.
No, I enjoy it.
You know, what do you say to somebody who says, well, wait a second, what about the polio vaccination? That eradicated polio.
No, it really didn't. That is like such a soundbite. If you go on to Vaccine Liberation Army and you put down, you put in polio in the search, the word search, you'll see the discussion on how there were two polio vaccinations that were being developed at the time. It was a competition between, you know, two companies. And the interesting thing is that from another source during that time, agriculture was converting from organic, natural agriculture to toxic agriculture. They were using DDT and all these other toxic chemicals. And the word from the agricultural sector is that polio virus was basically not a harmful virus at the time. And when toxic agriculture came, it actually created a very virulent virus with toxic agriculture. And because the water coming down from the farms would go into the lakes and the different pools of water. And if you remember, polio appeared to seem to come out of the water. A lot of people got it, you know, from swimming and things like that. But there's even more so on the particular document that I put on vaccineliberationarmy.com about statistics as well. What they did, and this is the CDC at its best, and we'll explain a little later about what the CDC did with pregnant women during the H1N1 vaccine, the statistics. The statistics prior to polio included encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, meningitis, actually. And so when the winner of the polio vaccine came out with the polio vaccine, they actually took out the meningitis cases out of the statistics. So it appeared that the polio vaccine worked. And again, if you look at our homepage, you'll have graphs of how the polio actually started going down prior to the vaccine. And the worst thing is that, and I don't know if you guys know about it, but the polio virus, and that's also on our website, polio virus. I think Merck, Maurice Hillman, who's a scientist, I believe from Merck. He actually confessed inadvertently on a radio show that what happened with the polio vaccine is that that they were concerned about viruses in the monkeys that they were using as hosts for the polio vaccine, you know, in the 1940s, 1950s there. And so they called the government zoo in San Diego, who suggested that they import their monkeys directly from Africa. So they imported their monkeys directly from Africa, which were held at Kennedy Airport, I believe. It turns out that those monkeys had a virus called, I think, simian 40, and that virus that was in the polio shot has caused tumors and cancer in our generation. So that polio shot was no big deal. It was really worse than people think. It was terribly worse, but it's a soundbite that the government has cleverly been able to use, because I hear it all the time.
It takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of self-education to learn these things, Eileen, and that's the problem. We've been used the right word, soundbited to death, and our attention spans are small. And I can't encourage everybody enough listening to check out vaccineliberationarmy.com. That's vaccineliberationarmy.com. It's an excellent website. We're going to have to take a short break here. You can sign up and join the Vaccine Liberation Army there and get on Eileen's mailing list. It's got lots of resources. We're going to talk about more of that right after the break. Stay tuned.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And we are back, everybody, on Common Sense Revisited. This is your host, Todd McGreevy, and I'm visiting with Eileen Daneman, who is with the National Coalition of Organized Women, and they run the website VaccineLiberationArmy.com. And, Eileen, I'm looking at your website. It's really well done. There's lots of good information, easy to access. You've got it categorized. You have downloadable trifold brochures, PDFs. You have information for parents and teachers. You have it's extensive. You did a great job on this site, and I know one of the initiatives you have going right now is the sticker initiative. You want to share with our listeners how that works?
Yeah, sure. When you go to the website, a lot of it is videos, so it's very accessible to teenagers who really these days seem to prefer to look at videos. And down on the right, there's all these different rooms, for instance, like chemtrails and global warming, animal vaccines, eugenicide, population control, doctors speak out, there's a healing recovery room, there's personal stories on the vaccine injuries. I suggest they you know, look at the first page, which is the home page, and then go and look at those side parts. But meanwhile, the deal is this. Like, even with the HPV vaccine that we're going to discuss, you know, with the Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry situation, even with that, these gals who are the activists in our network, who is the main players for representing the people regarding the HPV, they made a big, big presentation about a year ago to the FDA. And the FDA, and they were very excited about it, but I knew basically that the government ain't doing you any good. And so they walked away from that meeting, and the next week the government actually recommended the HPV not only for girls but for boys. So the thing is, you cannot depend on the government. You cannot depend on the CDC. The CDC is made up of people from the Epidemic Intelligence Service.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's a quasi-military group. So between the military and the Centers for Disease Control is the Epidemic Intelligence Service. The Epidemic Intelligence Service grooms people for the CDC. So you can see that military connection.
And
the military-government connection. Anyway, so what we have done, and I think we're the only people here in the universe, is that we decided to go directly to the offended ones, which are the kids. Because I, as a metaphysical type person, spiritual person, I know that the incarnations of these children are even greater evolved than we are. And so I am trusting the intelligence and the flow of evolution of these children that are being born today. And they're really being offended. And the parents, as much as we've tried to educate the parents, and we have done a lot and saved a lot of people, they're still getting brainwashed by the government. Now, what happened was that the government passed a bill, the federal government, for school-based health clinics. So they're trying to install school-based health clinics in all the schools, which will propagandize the kids, you know, will make sure they're getting vaccines. They're going to record all the vaccines. You know, it's going to be electronic databases and all that. You're not going to be able to get away from it. You'll see that they will vaccinate a child 5 to 7 times in one sitting right there at school. It's pretty horrendous. So what we did was we created a sticker that was actually given to us, the artwork by David Deeds, who's like the Goya of our time as far as political cartoons and political artwork is concerned. And so we have a sticker that is a skull and crossbones with two hypodermic needles. Well, we had a lot of flack from the traditional anti-vaccinist movement because, you know, it looked like very heavy metal and all. Well, let me tell you, what we do is we print up, and we take donations for it, and we're all out of stickers, but we've printed up 120,000 stickers already and distributed it to high school kids and middle school kids all over the nation. And if you go to our website and this little icon called Map of Visitors, you'll see that all over America and all over Europe, the Vaccine Liberation Army is all over the place. Because what we do is we found that there are so many activists who want to get the word out that and they don't have any money. So we raise money to print these stickers, which are really beautiful, beautiful stickers. And we send a roll to an activist all over the nation, Colorado, Texas, you name it, 250 stickers and in a roll that are perforated. Well, they go to a high school or they go to a video store or they go to a bus stop and they roll out these stickers and they say to the kids, hey, do you want a sticker? Well, let me tell you, Todd, when they see that skull and crossbones, they not only want one sticker, they want 10 stickers. They want 20 stickers. They want to take the stickers into school and share with their friends because this is a generation that collects stickers. Mm-hmm. So what we decided was we're not going to hand a brochure to a kid. The kid would totally reject it. We get virtually no rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And just total happiness from distributing the stickers.
I think it's a really strong strategy, and it said the sticker reads student at the top, Vaccine Liberation Army. And then it has the skull with the cross needles and so forth, and then the website. And what I want to talk about right after the break, because we're at the bottom half of the hour, is the effectiveness of the strategy and what results you're seeing and how is it working. So stay tuned. We're going to keep visiting with Eileen at the other end of this break. And please be sure to support the advertisers you hear on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, everybody, to Common Sense Revisited. We're trying to revisit some common sense about individual sovereignty, about owning your own body, about making informed decisions, about health freedom. We're visiting with Eileen Daneman, and she's the organizer for Vaccine Liberation Army, the website. And we just talked about the sticker strategy to get these in the hands of teenagers in the schools. And, you know, young people are engaged in stickers. They put them on their, you know, their book bags, their, you know, there's lockers and all that stuff, and it's a good viral marketing technique. I mean, I think it's excellent. And yeah, the sticker's a little, you know, looks like a heavy metal, you know, rock sticker, but that's the idea, is to get them to adopt the sticker and use it. What's the feedback? Do the kids go to the website? Do the parents see the sticker and then go to the website? What's the strategy?
No, I find both is happening. And they're also communicating over to Europe. Obviously, I don't have activists over in Europe. And Europe is just like filled with, when you look at the map of visitors, just mm-hmm. filled there is little red dots. They both go to the website. We get about, without effort, we get about 12,000 hits a month already.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And, you know, one of the things that we haven't talked about yet is the what's driving this not the military-industrial complex, big pharma. We're dealing with big pharma is what we're dealing with. And it's the government creating winners and losers, and Big Pharma donates, you know, millions, at least millions of dollars to politicians at both at the federal and state level every year. And let's switch over to the controversy about Rick Perry and his executive order in Texas. And those that are listening on the AM station in Dallas-Fort Worth are probably familiar with this, his attempt to issue an edict where it made it mandatory to vaccinate young girls with the Gardasil vaccination manufactured by Merck. And there's an excellent article at the republicbroadcasting.org website about this that gives a good overview of the history of it and so forth, this effort. And it also talks about, you know, the so-called conservatism of Rick Perry, which is an oxymoron. You know, Rick Perry was, you know, advocating the Trans-Texas Corridor for the North American Union. He's dramatically increased government spending in Texas. The size of the debt has grown. You know, Slick Rick is, you know, kind of what people are starting to call him. And, you know, he used to be, you know, Al Gore's campaign manager in Texas when Al Gore ran for president. So how he is supposedly at the top of the so-called polls is beyond me. I firmly believe, Eileen, that he's 100% manufactured, and that both the so-called left and the so-called right are in on the deal, that the Ministry of Truth has been given their marching orders. I was listening to NPR this week in the morning, like I often do, and Mara Liasson and Tom Ashbrook were on, and they were going back and forth, you know, handicapping the race and so forth. And, you know, what do you think? Is Rick Perry still the front runner? And it was just complete, just, you know, opinion. There was no facts. There was no polls cited. There was no anything. It was like, yeah, I think he's still the front runner, despite the attack that was launched on him at the last debate that they had, the Tea Party Express debate over his Merck deal. It turns out he was lying when he said that Merck's donated $5,000. They've donated $30,000. And his former chief of staff is the lobbyist for Merck. And now his former chief of staff, who was a lobbyist for Merck, is the head of the super PAC for Rick Perry. And what I want to do is I want to play this clip because, you know, what I want listeners to understand, if at all possible, is that, you know, all the stuff you see at Vaccine Liberation Army, there's a lot of information there, and some of it, you know, it might be really new to you, and you might consider it somewhat fringe, you know, if you will. This discussion of the dangers of these vaccines is mainstream, okay? This, you just don't hear it every day. It does eke out in the mainstream because people are getting hurt. People are dying because of these vaccinations, and we're going to listen to, of all people, Katie Couric of CBS tee up a piece that she did about Gardasil. Let's take a listen.
There are questions being asked about the vaccine known as Gardasil. About 8 million American girls have gotten the vaccine, which prevents cervical cancer. But is it safe? Here's Cheryl Atkinson.
The hope is that Gardasil will prove to be a lifesaver, preventing deadly cervical cancer. But today, Merck's HPV vaccine is dealing with a growing number of reports of serious side effects. Jamie Venice passed out and had a seizure after her Gardasil shot.
After my seizure, I remember I didn't want to go to bed because I thought that I wasn't going to be able to wake up.
She was lucky compared to Amanda Ratner. She came down with an illness so excruciating she had to take morphine. Her parents, both doctors, blame Gardasil.
She's gone from the position of being a competitive varsity lacrosse player in high school to somebody who's chronically ill.
Gardasil was approved in 2006 for girls as young as age 9. The conservative-funded public interest group Judicial Watch has obtained more than 8,000 adverse events reports under Freedom of Information law. The reports reveal everything from massive wart outbreaks to seizures and paralysis. Of 18 deaths, nearly a quarter cited blood clots. Jessica Vega got the shot at school when she was 13. Soon after, she was paralyzed. It took a year of braces and treatment to get her on her feet. Brittany Bell was 12. She collapsed with brain inflammation and paralysis. 14-year-old Jenny developed life-threatening paralysis that's resistant to treatment. Merck and the CDC say Gardasil is safe and effective and that they've not found a link to any deaths. They also say illnesses reported after vaccinations may not have been caused by the shot, and that Gardasil appears safer than most vaccines with half the average reported serious adverse events. The CDC says it will continue to evaluate the data, while some families are evaluating whether their loved ones should have the vaccine at all. Cheryl Atkinson, CBS News, Washington.
So Eileen, I don't know about you. I picked up on a couple fascinating statements in there, you know, that Merck and the CDC say that it's safe and effective. I mean, it's like they're like joined at the hip, you know, that, you know, they're in lockstep, you know, so it must be true.
Right. Well, you know, there's an update on that. They were mentioning 8,000 adverse reactions. To date now, Gardasil and Cervarix, that's the other one with HPV, they have been associated with 22,619 adverse reactions. 8,900 of those adverse reactions required hospitalization, and half of those, 4,600 cases, the victims did not recover. And the death toll now is not what they said. It's now 102 children. 102 young people have died after getting the vaccine. In fact, out of the 76 vaccines approved by the FDA, the HPV vaccine makes up 24% of the adverse injuries being reported. 24%.
This is complete planned obsolescence, Eileen. By that, I mean this is ensuring that there is a disease industry. Not a health industry, but a disease industry. Yeah. Let's get people sick so that we, you know, if they get, you know, cancer, if they get, you know, ADHD, if they get whatever it is, well, then that's just more churn. That's more, that's job security for the rest of the industry, you know.
Interesting, with the technology advance that we have today, we actually probably need less people on the planet, less people to work. And if the people are sick, they can't work. And then you've got the whole industry, you know, going on like that. And I name it eugenicide, you know, a cross between genocide and eugenics, you know.
Yeah, it's a sad but unfortunately accurate hybrid right there, Eileen, eugenicide. Yeah. We do have a caller on the line. Jim from Kansas has been waiting. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yes, I had two foreign exchange students from Germany. And, of course, I got their shot records in the paperwork, and both of them had well over 30 shots apiece. Well, they got here, and they were both the same way, tall, skinny, almost anemic. They went out for sports. They were lousy at it. They didn't have any energy, didn't have any flexibility, you know. And then I went to Germany for 3 weeks, and all the kids over there are that way.
Wow.
Yeah, Germany is big on, you know, people have to realize that it's not just pharmaceutical companies now, it's the biotech companies, the biotech pharmaceutical companies, like, and Germany is very much into that kind of technology. So, you know, I can see where that has happened. But, you know, while we're on that particular subject, the HPV vaccine actually has been discovered to contain, they call it a contaminated, but contain genetically engineered HPV. So we're not talking about just pharmaceuticals. We're talking about biopharmaceuticals. We're talking about biotech. Biotech that also actually has genetically engineered our nation's food supply. So we're talking about a very big deal here. Now, I'm even going to go a little further with, because Todd, you know, you're into the whole personal sovereignty and, you know, the republic and all, that the fact that in the early days, I have hearing reports that when genetic engineering was coming out with Monsanto, that the government is totally supportive of it. Well, the USDA actually co-owns the patent for the Terminator seed, the Terminator technology. So the United States and Delta Pine, which is now part of Monsanto, owns the patent for the Terminator technology way at the beginning. So our government has their finger on the red button, as it were.
What do you mean by Terminator technology? What does that mean?
That Terminator technology is at the beginning of this whole genetically engineered technology. The technology was developed that would actually terminate the reproductive value of the genetically engineered seed. That means could sterilize it immediately.
I see.
Okay. And so we have our hand on the button. So the government owns that technology. And so the government has been basically supporting genetic biotech, you know, all these years. And the purpose is that we, the United States, wants to own the world food supply. So all this time behind the scenes, we have gone out to different countries and have, and, you know, with the Monsanto being a, you know, an American multinational organization, and we have distributed the genetically engineered seeds all over the world, under license and such. And the plan is that when the currency, you know, when the currency gets divvied up, this is in my opinion, and I think Catherine Fitz's opinion is that when the currency gets divvied up in the world, it's going to be based on resources, and the United States is going to own the world food supply, which is a big piece of the pie. So it's pretty pervasive between, and the pharmaceuticals are part of the biotech movement. So this huge. This is really, really, really huge. Now, getting back to the HPV and our personal experience with it, is that the reason that they want to mandate the HPV vaccine, which Rick Perry did, okay, and then of course Bachman came in on this sort of, you know, spot on, but not with enough knowledge, but he really was right on. Well, the reason they're wanting to mandate it to sixth graders, if you remember the sixth grade, you were just a little kid, is because they have found out that when Gardasil is given to a sexually active woman, which they say most sexually active women have gotten one of the strains of the HPV because they're over 100. If you are a sexually active woman, there's a great chance that you already have had and are dealing with an HPV strain. If a vaccine is given to a sexually active woman, there is a chance that a 44.6% increase in getting cancerous lesions. So therefore, they're mandating it to those they think are not sexually active yet. Those are the sixth graders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, worse than that, in California, the legislator, what happens is that there's these model bills go around, which are derived by this American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC.
Oh, yeah.
ALEC moves these model bills to the state. So California has this model bill that they passed that allows 12-year-old girls to get a Gardasil shot, which they are calling the sexual vaccine, the Gardasil shot, without parents' knowledge. That bill is on Governor Brown's desk, without parents' knowledge. So now let me ask you, I mean, practically speaking, if a 12-year-old is looking for a Gardasil shot, the sexual vaccine, okay, without parents' knowledge, you would think that that child is probably already sexually active or thinking about getting sexually active at the age of 12.
That's sad. Yeah, that's incredible. Folks listening in California, you know, you might want to look into this and get a hold of your state legislator, because, you know, we can't keep suffering this global to local tyranny. We have to get involved from the bottom up, everybody, and take charge. Jim, are you still with us? Do you have anything else you want to add before you hang up? Maybe he's already gone. Appreciate the input, Jim. And, Eileen, you've got, you're obviously on top of this topic, and I can't encourage listeners enough to go to your website and make a small donation. Donate $25, $50, you know. I know there's a lot of, you know, money bombs going around today for Constitution Day, and I intend to support one of them. But, you know, you can support more than one thing in a given cycle. Even if it's $5, you know, just make an effort to help get these
stickers. I'll take a dollar. If 1,200 people could send a dollar.
Yep.
You know, it costs $1,200, $1,200 to print up the stickers. We're all out of stickers. I've got upwards of 15 people begging me for stickers. I can't send them any stickers because I need $1,200 to print the stickers. And the reason we printed at that level is because it's very cost effective, and it only costs like 5 cents a sticker, which is fabulous. And so I'm at a point where I will take a dollar from everybody. If I can get 1,200 people to send me a dollar, would be great.
I hope some people step up. And I want to fast forward. Let's imagine, you know, we proliferated these stickers, you know, nationwide. You know, we had millions of them out there. What can parents of young children actually do? They can come to the website. They can get informed. And they can, you know, frankly, they could probably get scared after they've, you know, listened and watched a lot of these things. What action steps should or can they take to protect their children?
Okay, and listen carefully, because this is very carefully. Okay, The only way, and they're after us now for religious exemptions. For religious exemptions has always been okay, but they're after the religious exemptions. You're not going to get a medical exemption. You can forget about that. As far as personal sovereignty exemptions, spiritual philosophy exemptions, they're getting rid of that, you know, by and by. So what you have to do is you cannot mention anything wrong with the vaccines. If you have a dual conversation about a religious exemption, saying, well, I want a religious exemption, and then you talk about the problems with vaccines, in Supreme Court cases, they have thrown that out, and you don't get the religious exemption. You have to go for a religious exemption. You have to believe that in the divinity of the body and understand that the body heals itself beautifully, and mm-hmm. you have to go totally for the religious exemption.
Okay.
And for now,
that's
you
good.
Get it.
That's good to know, Eileen. We've got to take a break here. There'll be a last break before the end of the show. Appreciate you staying with us, everybody. You're listening to Common Sense Revisited on RBN. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We are back, folks, on Common Sense Revisited. Thank you for tuning in this hour, and I really appreciate Eileen joining us today to update us on the, being aware about your own individual personal sovereignty, being able to control your body and not have big pharma start you or your children down the path of being injured, being harmed, being in their system, of their disease system. not a health system, a disease system. And I can tell you, if you go to the VaccineLiberationArmy.com website and you look on the right side there under categories, you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a link that says how to get vaccine exemptions. It's right underneath Gerald Salenti's link as well. And it's an excellent subpage there. If you scroll down even further, there's a map of the United States there, vaccine laws and exemption by state. Is that a good resource, Eileen?
Yes, it's all a good resource.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it looks really extensive. It looks like there's some videos by Barbara Lowe Fisher there as well, talking about what you just spoke about, how the exemption is on the precipice of being pulled, it looks like.
Well, you know, also, a lot of your listeners, because I encounter all the time, a lot of your listeners have children with ADHD, you know, who are actually taking pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. This is a very, 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 very bad, because eventually, you know, the bell will toll. We have a healing and recovery room also for the autism and the autism spectrum. And so I'm encouraging people to go to that, and you'll find a, McCarthy, Jenny McCarthy, who is with Jim Carrey, she mm-hmm. started a website. It's called GenerationRescue.com, GenerationRescue.com. And you can go there and you can put in the search engine doctors or rescue angels. And when you find, like, the rescue angels, you'll find people in your situation with an ADHD child who's taking pharmaceuticals. You'll find a rescue angel who will know all about the situation, will be able to turn you on to a doctor in your area who knows about how to detoxify your child and
wow.
how to help recover your child. And also the other thing about recovery is a gluten-free, wheat-free diet, because, like with Andrew Wakefield, he has found that, like, the measles vaccine, the virus is in the gut, and this is causing leaky gut and all. So it's been very helpful to have a gluten-free, wheat-free diet as well. But it's all on the website. I encourage those who have children who have ADHD and these symptoms to go to GenerationRescue.com and look for rescue angels.
That's excellent. This is it's a great website. It's really hands-on in terms of, like, there's tons of information here. It's extremely well put together. It's an excellent resource. Lots of embedded videos. I know more and more people do need, you know, they prefer watching and listening. We are a digital age right now instead of reading. You've answered that need. There's all kinds of information there. It's VaccineLiberationArmy.com. And please go check it out if you're interested in the subject matter. And if you're interested in helping spread the word, please consider making a donation. The donation button's there at the top right of the page. You can't miss it. And, Eileen, are there any other parting remarks you'd like to add in terms of things people should be considering?
Well, one thing about Michelle Bachmann, and that is she touched on something really spot on, and that we were the only organization, the National Coalition of Organized Women, that followed the pregnant women during the 2001 H1N. There was a mm-hmm. 2,500% increase in abortions, 2,500% increase in abortions from the H1N1 flu vaccine with
Goodness.
Mercury.
You know, that's incredible. And there's a whole section on the flu jab, if you will, at your website as well. I'm sorry we have to go. Eileen, thanks again for joining us. Stay tuned for Radio Free Market coming up at 1 o'clock, and we'll talk to you next week.
The next round of the